So we are holding on Chesedine Ahmed Bey's about the middle of the Amud. Towards the bottom of the Amud, the third line, the Y line. Check that. Four lines from the end of the narrow lines, that alignment of the Kimalachas. Okay. In the Mishnah, we had a discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer about the question if a person does different malachas on different Shabbos in Me'ein Malacha Achas, but they're all akin to one Av Malacha, but it's all Behelamech, and how many Chatzaris is he having? We said that Me'ein, Rashi would say means he did various Tolbos of the same Av, but Rambam would say that means he did various things that all count in effect as variations of the Av. Whatever it is, the point is they're all under the category of one malacha, but they were on different Shabbosim, they were all in one halam. So how many chatzaris did he have? So Rabbi Eliezer said his chayv individually for each one, and he made a kavachomer from Nida. Rabbi Akiva disagreed with the kavachomer, because by Nida, both he and she are muzer, yeah, a bi-directional iser, not to do it. He has an iser not to have relations with her, she has an iser not to have relations with him, as opposed to Shabbos, it's only unidirectional. So how can you compare?
So that, what the person is.
That the person is told not to break Shabbos. Shabbos is not told not to be broken by the person. So then Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, well, compare to the case. Imagine he has relations with a nida who's a kana. She's not muzer.
Right.
Rabbi Akiva says, okay, but she's eventually going to grow up. And then Rabbi Eliezer said, okay, what about then the case where a person has relations with an animal? And Rabbi Akiva says, ha-behema k'shabbos, an animal is like Shabbos, which we said, there's two possible ways of understanding what he means by that. Does he mean that he ended up agreeing? He says, you know what, you're right. It must be that an animal is like Shabbos, and therefore, just like by an animal, you'd be chayev individually for each individual bia, even if it was all the halamechad. The same thing with Shabbos, for each individual Shabbos, or each individual melacha. The other way of looking at it is he's saying that no, the same question that I have about Shabbos, I also have about Behemah. I'm not necessarily accepting your position about Behemah, and I don't necessarily accept it in Shabbos either. So we discussed that there's a few different issues involved over here. First of all, there's the issue whether the fact that he did these malachas on different Shabbosim, whether that counts like guf and mechlokin, whether each Shabbos is considered a guf of its own, or the fact that he did a malacha on different Shabbosim makes it like a guf of its own. Not like several bias with the same person, but like several bias with different people. Do we say, in other words, Rashi says, in effect, what the Gemara is asking is, hello, the fact that he did, let's say, Ksira, the fact that he did a malacha of one of the Av, or Me'ein Av, or Tolda, or whatever, of Ksira on one Shabbos, and the same thing on another Shabbos, does that amount to the equivalent as if he did Ksira and, as if he did harvesting and planting on the one Shabbos, where then he would be Chayv two Chatois, or not?
If he does one time
he does the Av, and the other time he does the Tolda, or whatever, different times he does different Toldas of the same one, whatever, yeah. So that's one issue. Another issue was whether Vlade Malachas are counted for that purpose like the Ovis Malachas. Do you think? According to Rabbi Eliezer, yes. According to Rabbi Akiva, right? And then we also discussed what exactly you have. There's different kinds of shogig. You have the shogig where he doesn't know that it's Shabbos. Shogig is Shabbos v'zadin malachas. And you have the other way where he knows the malacha, where he knows, so you have where he doesn't know it's Shabbos, but he knows the malachas are after. There's where he knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know the malachas are after. So how do all those pieces fit together? What exactly does Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Eliezer, and what is he asking by Rabbi Eliezer? So far we have two explanations. We started with Rabbi's explanation, that Rabbi Akiva takes it as a given that if he's shogig on Shabbos and he's mazed on Malachas, no question each Shabbos counts as a separate thing because the days in between one Shabbos and the next amount to a Yediyah, and therefore each one is considered a separate Helam, either like Rashi says in Shabbos because at some point in between, he's going to have found out that the day was Shabbos, or like Tosfos says over there, just because the fact is, he knows there had to have been weekdays in between, because Shabbos is only one out of every 7 days. So according to Rabbah, then, Rabbi Akiva takes it as a given that in that case he has a separate chatas for each Shabbos. The question was the other way around, if he's shogeg on the malachas. Rabbi Eliezer answers him that even then he's chayav separately for each one, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't accept that. And then also, as far as the question of vladim malachas to malachas, also Rabbi Akiva doesn't accept that. Which means, therefore, when Rabbi Akiva says at the end of the Mishnah that behemah kishabbos, it means he's saying, not I accept your position on behemah and therefore automatically I have to accept it on Shabbos. He's saying, actually, no. Behemah and Shabbos, you're right, are similar in that with both of them, you have a tzivui only on one, only on the person, not on the other party to the Avera. There's no tzivui. Well, not really gavra and chefta per se, but in other words, you have the mitzvah on the person not to have relations with an animal or not to break Shabbos. There's no mitzvah on Shabbos or on the animal to not be used for the Iftar. So therefore, yes, they are the same, but I don't agree with you, Rabbi Eliezer, about Behemah, and I don't agree about Shabbos either. According to Rabbah, that's what Rabbi Akiva means at the end of the Mishnah. Okay, so that was...
Well, we don't know why they don't agree.
Well, because he holds that, yes, it's true, Rabbi Akiva, that yes, it's true, Shabbos and Behemah are the same. You, Rabbi Eliezer, are therefore trying to bring a proof from Behemah that just like there, he's chayav for everyone individually, so it is also with Shabbos. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't accept that. He says, I don't accept that to be correct by Behemah, and I don't accept it to be correct by Shabbos either.
He doesn't say why.
Well, he doesn't say why, but fine, he's entitled to his opinion.
But
the point is, he holds that it's one thing to say that you should be chayev separately for each one by a nida, where both of them are mitzvah, but not in the other cases.
Yeah, so okay. We don't know why.
Because since it's only mitzvah on one side, then there's no reason to be so stringent on him. Okay. And Rabbah
nida is on both.
Nida is on both of them, right? Okay. So that was Rabbah's explanation.
There's no case where it's on one that's chayev both.
What do you mean? No, if there's no tzivui on one of them, then they're not putting a chatas. That was Rabbi Eliezer's argument, where the girl is where the nida and she's a kana. But Rabbi Akiva says, okay, right now she's a kana, but eventually she's going to grow up. Yeah. Okay. So that was Rabbi's explanation. Then we had Abaye's explanation, which is to some extent almost the other way around. Abaye takes the view that. That the other way around, Rabbi Akiva knows for a fact that if he's shogeg only on the malachas, there's no question that he's not bringing a separate chatas for each Shabbos when he did these malachas. The question is, if he was shogeg on Shabbos, then the question is, are those yomim shebein tayim, those days in between, when you would expect he should have known that the day was Shabbos, according to Rashi, or he should have known there are weekdays in between, according to Tosfos, does that amount to a yediyah, or does that amount to it's all in one halem? So Rabbi Eliezer answers him that it does. They do count l'chalik. And Abaye says Rabbi Akiva accepted that. And the Mishnah and Shabbos that we quoted yesterday, Klal Gadol on the Shabbos, reflects that new understanding. If each Shabbos that he doesn't know it's Shabbos and he does malachas, he's chayev individually one chatas for each Shabbos, but not one chatas for each malacha times the number of Shabbosim. And then, on the other hand, the question was, what about vladim malachas to malachas, and that Rabbi Eliezer told him they are, and that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with. Okay, so that was Abaye's explanation. So in some ways, it's almost the opposite of Rabbah's, because what Rabbah says that Rabbi Akiva knew about the yomim shebein tayim, Abaye says that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva was asking about. And on the other hand, what Rabbah had said he knew that Yomim Shemin Tayim is Mechalik, and then Abaye says he asked it, and Rabbi and really has answered him. And on the other hand, what Rabbah says that he asked about are where it's Shigas Malachas is considered like different Gufim, and therefore he'd be higher for the number of Malachas times the number of Shabbosim. So according to Rabbah, he was questioning that, and Rabbi Eliezer answers him yes. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that, whereas according to Abaye, he knows for a fact that according to Rabbah, the question is where it was Shigdas Malachas, is it like different Gufim or not? And Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. According to Abaye, he says to him that they are like separate Gufim, and according to Abaye, Rabbi Akiva did agree with that.
He changed his mind.
He changed his mind on that. Right. Okay.
Initially, he said no.
Initially, well, he asked the opponent Abaye. He asked the question: would it be considered like separate gufim? And Rabbi Eliezer answered him yes. And then Rabbi Akiva accepts that. Right.
Where Vlad is a rabbi.
Going back.
Vlad is like Toldus.
Vlad is similar to Toldus, right? So Rashi has only a two-part distinction, where you have the Av Malacha and then you have the Toldus of it. So, for example, let's say you have an Av Malacha of plowing, or let's say you have an Av Malacha of planting, which is taking the seed and putting it in the ground, and then you have various Toldus of it, like pruning dead branches off a tree to make it grow better, or watering plants, etc., etc. The Rambam has a three-level classification. The Rambam holds you have the Av, you have Me'ein the Av, and then you have Toldus. So the Rambam will define, for example, that planting a seed in the ground is the Av Malacha of Dereya. Pruning a tree, the Rambam defines as Me'ein, the Malacha of Dereya, because it also involves directly working with the actual plant. But it's not the same thing as planting a seed in the ground, so that would be Me'ein, the Malacha. And then a Tolda of Dereya would be watering the plant. Anyway, so fine. So those so far are Rabba's and Abaya's explanations. Now we have a third explanation, Rav Chisda Amar. Rav Chisda's understanding of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is sort of halfway in between. In some ways, it's a blend of Rabba's and Abaya's explanations. Rav Chisda was actually the Rebbe. Was one of Rabba's Rebbes. So this is a generation earlier. Why is he blast? That's a good question. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, Rav Chisda, four lines from the end of the narrow lines. I'm just saying number base. Rav Chisda is Zodin Shabbos for Shigrith Malachas. If he was mazed on Shabbos and he was Shigrith on Malachas, then there's no question. Afilu Rav Akiva Svirulay to Gufin Damian. Even Rav Akiva would agree that they're considered like separate Gufim. Therefore, he would be bringing a number of Chatois, the number of Malachas times the number of Shabbosim.
That is similar to
Abaya and not like Rabba. What he was asking about is where he was shogeg on Shabbos and mazed on the malachas. That's what he's asking. Now that part is now again. Rabba had said he knew that for a fact. Abaya had said that he had a suffix on that. So this is what he's asking. E having yadia lachalik, whether it's considered a yadia such that you have a chiluk or poshit lay, and he answers him yavin shemitayim having yadia lachalik and the kabel minay. And he accepted that from him. Well, partial maybe. Rabbi Akiva accepted that according to Rav Chisda from Rabbi Eliezer. Well, partial later, Vladim Malachas. To Malachas Damian, he also explained to him that Vladim Malachas are exactly like Malachas in the sense that if he did the Av and the Tolda, or the Av and the Me'ena, or whatever, on the same Shabbos, he's chayiv separately from them. Rabbi Akiva did not accept that. And separately for the Tolda, right. In other words, when we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that we said the reason why the Mishnah and Shabbos says there are 39 Ovis Malachas, even though we could count them ourselves, is to tell us that that's the maximum number of chatois a person could be chayiv on one Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer would disagree with that. Rabbi Eliezer would say that each Av has many, many toldos and many, many me'ains and whatever, and according to him, you could have any number of chatois. Yeah.
Okay.
So Rav Chisda is a mix of both, exactly. He's partially like Rabba and partially like...
He's like Rabba as far as Zodin Shabbos for Shigrath Malachas, and he's not like Rabbi Akiva.
He's an Amori. He's not arguing with Rabbi Akiva.
No.
He's like Abaya. He's like Abaya's understanding. Right. When it comes to Shigrath Shabbos and Zodin Malachas. Right. And by the way, Rashi explains, so what would Rav Chisda do? Now, Rabba before had used the implication of the Mishnah when it says that if he knew that it was Shabbos, but he did many malachas, then he's chayev for each av malacha or malacha, which Rabba understood that to mean. He's chayev only for each av malacha, each type of malacha, but not times the number of Shabbosim. Rav Chisda would say, not necessarily, is that the implication of the Mishnah? Chayev or av malacha or malacha could be that he's chayiv not only for each Av Malacha, but also times the number of Shabbosim.
So for a month went through, he did each Shabbos.
So each Shabbos, let's say he did the same 10 Malachas, and according to Rav Chisda's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, he would be bringing 40 Chatos. Whereas according to Rabbi's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, we would say Rabbi Eliezer maybe holds that, but Rabbi Akiva holds that no, you only bring 10, because it was the same 10 Malachas each time.
Right.
Yeah. Amar Rav Chista Menam Minalos. So Rav Chista says, where do I get that?
Only the Atnaachos, not the children.
No. Well, yeah, because for sure everybody agrees. All three, Rabba, Abaya, and Rav Chista, agree that when it comes to Vlodos, when it comes to Ovis versus Toldos or whatever, definitely Rabbi Akiva holds not like Rabbi Eliezer, that only you have to look at the categories of malachas. If he did many malachas me'ain one malacha on one Shabbos, he's for sure only chayav one chatas. The Mishnah and Shabbos says that clearly, and that is clearly according to Rabbi Akiva, because it can't possibly be according to Rabbi Eliezer, and there's no question in that he didn't accept Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The question is, does he accept Rabbi Eliezer's opinion as far as the other cases where it was Zodin Shabbos for Shigas Malachas, where he knew it's Shabbos, but he didn't know about the individual Malachas.
Awesome.
And that's where you have Rabba versus Abaya versus Rav Chista. They're different understandings of what exactly Rabbi Akiva knew as a given and what he's asking.
Shigas Shabbos?
Shigas Shabbos, where he didn't know that it was Shabbos, and he knew that the Malachas, so according to Shigas Shabbos was on Malachas, according to Rabba, he knew for a fact that definitely each Shabbos is considered a separate goof in that sense. Therefore, separate chatas for each Shabbos. According to Abaya, that's exactly what he was asking. And according to Rav Chista, it's like Rabba, that he knew that. Okay. So Amar Rav Chista, Menam Min Olos. So Rav Chista says, where do I get my understanding from? So this time, we learn in a braisa like this. A kosef shtei osias behelam achas. Person writes two letters on Shabbos in one helam, chayev. Then, okay, he's chayev a chatas. That's simple. Everybody agrees to that part. What happens with Bez Halemus? If he wrote the two letters in two Halemus, so he wrote one letter, then he remembered that it was Shabbos and he wasn't supposed to have written. Then later on, he forgot and wrote another letter. Well, it's Shigas Malachas. Well, it doesn't really matter for this. One second. For one second. The point, it doesn't really matter because Bez Halemus. Either way, the question isn't, we know that Halemus are Machalic, but in this case, is it Machalic? Given that it was each time he only did half the malacha, you need two letters in order to be chayav. So Rav Gamliel machayav b'chacham in poetry. Rav Gamliel says he's chayav b'chachas because he says that the yediyah in between doesn't count, so as we learned a few days ago, because it's only after half a shear.
It's
on the same chapter. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. The Chachamim poetry and the Chacham says potter. Umoide Rav Gamliel. Now Rav Gamliel will agree with the Chachamim. Sheim kosev oisachas the Shabbos zu, but oisachas the Shabbos acheres. Right. If he wrote one letter on this Shabbos and then another letter on the next Shabbos, potter, then for sure even Rav Gamliel agrees that he's potter. Presumably, we would say because again, Shabbos is kigufin. Kigufin because each Shabbos is considered like a separate goof. So therefore, they don't combine. Okay. The Tanya Achriki. Then we learn in another Braisa. No, a kosef shtei osias b'shtei Shabbos. This person writes two letters on two Shabbosim. Echad b'Shabbos zu ve'echad b'Shabbos zu. He wrote one letter one Shabbos and one letter the following Shabbos. Rav Gamliel machayev v'chacham in poitrin. The second Braisa says that Rav Gamliel says he's chayev and the Chacham says he's potter. So what is it? Is he machayev in that case, even though it was on separate Shabbosim, or not? So kasaka daivdach Rav Gamliel k'rabakivus. Let's assume.
That's how Rav Chista.
One second, Rav Chista is still in the middle of explaining his opinion. Wait. Let's start with the assumption that Rav Gamliel agrees with Rav Akiva. We're going to explain soon. The Gemara is going to explain soon how we know that he can't be agreeing with Rav Eliezer. So let's start with the assumption that let's start by assuming something we're gonna establish later that he can't be agreeing basically with Rav Eliezer. He has to be therefore agreeing with Rav Akiva because they're the only two opinions we find on this whole question of Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Malachas and vice versa. So says Rav Chista Bishleima Ledidi. So okay, it works out well according to my understanding. Damina Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Malachas. That when he's mazed on Shabbos and he's only shogig on the malachas, afilu Rabbi Akiva omid Shabbos is kigufin damian, then even Rabbi Akiva considers that even though he did the same malacha on different Shabbos, it still counts as if it was different gufin because the days are machalik. Well then, Hod Tanya Potter, so the first braisa that says it, Ungamir would say he's Potter, is talking about Bezodin Shabbos b'shigas malachas. He knew on the first Shabbos that it was Shabbos. He didn't know that writing is osir. And therefore, the Shabbos is kigufin damyan. Therefore, each Shabbos, when he did the writing, would be considered like a separate guf. And therefore, it would be the equivalent of eating. So it would be the equivalent. So he did half a malachas. He did half a malacha on one Shabbos and half a malacha on the other Shabbos. Therefore, they don't count.
One letter
each time. Vaha b'tanya chayev. Meanwhile, the second braisa where Gamliel says he'd be chayev would be b'shigas Shabbos v'zodin malachas, would be the other way around. On the second Shabbos, he didn't know, or let's say on both Shabbos, and whatever. He didn't, on both Shabbos, and we're talking about, he didn't know that it was Shabbos, but he knew that writing on Shabbos is osur. So then, the Shabbos is kigufin damian, shita mukubetis, and takes that out, but even then, the Shabbos is considered like gufin, because the kasavar ein yediyah lachatishir, Rav Gamliel is going to hold that, as we learned the other day, that there's no yediyah when it comes to half a shir. If you did half a shir of the Avera, if a person did half a shir of the Avera, and then he found out that he wasn't supposed to have done it, and then later on he forgets again, Rav Gamliel is going to ignore that yediyah. The yediyah only comes into play and makes it that now there's going to be a new helam only if he had done a complete shir. So therefore, Rav Gamliel is following his own opinion in that he says, since ein yediyah lachatzi shir, even if we were to say that the Shabbosis are considered like separate gufim, but the fact of the matter is that there's no yediyah in between, so it's all in one helam, and therefore they combine together. One second. So that's what we would say. So we don't know what Rav Eliezer and Rav Akiva would say about the ein yediyah lachatzi shir. Let's set that aside. The point is, two different Shabbos, right? So Rav Gamliel, we know, would hold any yediyah lachatzi shir. Well, no, we do know. When we say Rav Gamliel mechayev b'chachamim poter, the chachamim would be at least Rav Akiva, if not Rav Eliezer also. So the point is, we would say Rav Gamliel has his own opinion about this any yediyah lachatzi shir business, but...
Whereas Rav Akiva...
One second. Yeah, Rav Akiva would... Right. But Rav Akiva would agree with Rav... But, says Rav Chista, Rav Gamliel apparently would agree with Rav Akiva about the difference between Zodin Shabbos and Shigdas Malachas versus the other way around. So again, in the first Braise, he says Potter, because each one is considered a separate goof. Separate goof means they're not going to combine together. Whereas in the second Braise, we're going to say that he's Mechayev because he's going to be Mechayev because Ein Yediyah Lachatishir. So that would explain Rav Gamliel. So Rav Chista says, if you understand it that way, then that explains what I'm saying. Ela l'Rava, or l'Rava really it's supposed to be, but according to Rava, who explained Omer b'Svirle that Rav Gamliel the Shabbos is Guf Echadein, he said that Rav Akiva considers all the Shabbosim to be like one Guf. And so why wouldn't they combine? B'shleimah ha'betanya chayev. So the second braisa where Rav Gamliel would say that he's chayev, fine. Mashkachas lo bein b'zodin Shabbos v'shigas malachas, then it would work out. Whether he knew that it was Shabbos, but he didn't know the malacha of writing is osur, where then we would say the Shabbos is kiguf achadein. We would say that all the Shabbos are considered like one guf, and therefore the two letters combined together for one chatas, or bein b'shigas Shabbos v'zodin malachas, or whether he was shigig on Shabbos but mazed on the malachas, and the reason why it would combine the kasavra, because again he'd hold any deal like a fishir. Fine. So that part would understand. The Ela Hodatanya Potter, but says Rav Chista, the first Braisa, where Rav Gamliel says that he's Potter for writing one letter on one Shabbos and one letter on the next Shabbos, says Rav Chista, according to you, Rabbah, b'may mukmas law, how would you explain that braisa? Loi b'chodah v'loi b'chodah. It doesn't seem to work with either case.
The first braisa where
Rav Gamliel has said that he's potter, if we assume that Rav Gamliel agrees with Rav Akiva about when the Shabbosis are considered like gufim and when they're not, how would he be potter? It's all one goof.
In his first braise, he considers it one goof.
That's the question. Well, no, in the first braise, he considers it separate goofing, apparently, because therefore he's saying that, so that's why he's saying it's potter. It's considered separate goofing, separate halema. Separate halema. So if according to Rabbah, when it comes to Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Malachas, hello, he says that, if in the case of Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Malachas, he's saying that Rebbe Eliezer had told him they're considered like separate gufim, and Rebbe Akiva disagrees with that and says it's all like one guf. Well, it's all like one guf, then you should have, then you should need a chassid.
And yet
the Braisa says, he's potter. So how would that work? Right, so how would that work? So it doesn't seem to work. So it doesn't seem to work either way. So Rashi explains, it can't be where he was shogig on the malachas, because Rabbi Akiva would say then that's not considered like separate gufim, so it should combine, so he should be chayiv. Can't be where he was shogig on Shabbos, because according to Rabbah's understanding, Rabbi Akiva says that you have your deal of chalik. There's one over there. No, over there. According to Rabbah, like this, when he knew it was Shabbos and the shogeg is on Malachas, then Rabbi Akiva is saying it's not considered like a separate gufim. Not considered separate gufim means it should combine from one Shabbos to the next, so he should be chayav. If you say that he was shogeg each time on Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva holds that the days in between are yadiyah l'chalik, but Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with that detail because he says, very nice, yes, you have Yediyah L'chalik when you have Shabbosim in between, but Rabbi Gamliel holds in Yediyah L'chatishir. So the Yediyah that he had between one Shabbos and the next, by knowing that, eventually finding out that it was Shabbos, or knowing that there had to be weekdays in between, Rabbi Gamliel was going to ignore that because it was only Chatishir. So according to Rabbi's understanding, says Rabbi Chista, you have no way of explaining why Rabbi Gamliel would say Potter. So therefore, says Rabbi Chista, that shows it can't be like Rabbi's understanding.
There's no way to explain that it would be potter
because regardless, if it was where the shagaga was, he didn't know that writing is osur. Fine, lavka guf and damyan. Rabbi Akiva considers it all as if it was one guf, so it should be mispanach from one Shabbos to the next. And if it was that he didn't know each time that it was Shabbos, you have a yediyah, but Rabbi Gamliel ignores that yediyah because it's only after chatishir. Yeah, so then it doesn't work. Amalach Rava or Rabba, throughout the Almud over here, when we have Rava over here, we have the book about to says we have to change it to Rabba because Rabba was the one who said the original opinion. Okay. Amalach Rava, Rabbi Gamliel Svidalek Rabbi Eliezer. Let's say we're gonna say your assumption, Rav Chista, is that Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Therefore you have a question, therefore you have a problem with my understanding. I don't have to say that way. I can say that Rabbi Gamliel, when he says his opinion, holds like Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Shabbos is kegufin damyan. He says that each Shabbos is the fact that he did a malacha on each Shabbos is considered even though it was the same malacha or me'ain of the same malacha, whatever, it's considered like separate gufim. Therefore, a separate chatas for each one. In this case, where it was only half a shear on one Shabbos and half a shear on the second Shabbos, there it comes out. Rebbe Eliezer's opinion would result in a kula. The two of them can't combine together for one chatas. So then it works out nicely. Okay, the question is, v'homid katoni u'moyder Rav Gamliel. Okay, but the problem with that is that the first Braisa had said, u'moyder Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel would agree, even though he argues with the Chachamim where he wrote two letters in two halemas on the same Shabbos, where he's Mechayev, but he agrees with the Chachamim that if he wrote one on this Shabbos and one on the next Shabbos, that he's potter. So now we have to figure out the fact that it says "umoidim mitzvah b'tligi a'acharaisa" implies that there's something else, they're disagreeing about. Now let's figure out what that is. Says Rav Chista, "Iyam et b'shlema k'rav Akiva svirolei." If you say Rav Gamliel agrees with Rav Akiva, and according to my understanding of Rabbi Akiva, Heiner de Pligi, the Shigas Shabbos was not in Malachas, then we understand what's going on over here. Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim over here, meaning Rabbi Akiva, argue on the specific thing of Shigas Shabbos was not in Malachas, where he didn't know that it was Shabbos, but he knew that writing is also, and then he wrote one letter earlier in the day and one letter later in the day in two halemas. So that would be the argument. Rav Gamliel savar ein yediyah l'chatishir, because again, Rav Gamliel holds the fact that he found out after l'chatishir doesn't mean anything. So we ignore that yediyah. We consider therefore it was all in one halem, and therefore he'd be chayev. The one he did in the morning and the one he did in the afternoon are count together because it was all on one Shabbos. Rabban Gamliel would say Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. The fact that he found out later that day that he wasn't supposed to have written on Shabbos, that he started out again. We're talking about that. We're talking about Shigris Shabbos B'Zavon Melachos. He knew all along that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, but he didn't know that today was Shabbos. So let's say then, so the case would be, he started out in the day not knowing it was Shabbos, and he wrote one letter. Later on, he found it was Shabbos. Later on, he forgot again that it was Shabbos and wrote a second letter. So Rabban Gamliel was going to be mechayev of him on the grounds that the idea that he had in between doesn't divide them. It's still considered all behelamach. Whereas Rabbi Akiva would say that yes, yediyah l'chatzi shir, it doesn't matter, even though he found out after a half a shir rather than a complete shir. Nevertheless, we still consider it two helamas, and therefore he's potter. And then we would say, umordi Rabban Gamliel b'zorin Shabbos v'shigris malachas.
And yediyah l'chatzi shir means?
Means that if he finds out that he did something wrong after doing only half a shir, it's not considered a yediyah.
Saying half a shir.
No, well, it means, in other words, that now if he later on does a half of the shir, then he has a complete shir, and now he's chayav. Even because it was Behel HaMechel.
Even if it's a week between.
No, a week in between, that's what we're going to get to. That's Gufin B'chlokim. That's different.
Right.
We're going to say, again, the Braisa had two parts. First, it said that if he wrote one letter, let's say in the morning on Shabbos, and another letter in the afternoon, in between he had found out that it was, in between he had found out that it was wrong. We didn't say exactly in the Braisa what it was. It was Bebe's Helen. Rabban Gamliel is going to say he's Chayev. So now Rav Chista says, why would he say he's Chayev? Because the only difference would be, do we say it was one halem or two halemus? So Rabbi Akiva is going to hold it's two halem. Rabbi Akiva, being the chachamim there in the Braisa, is going to say it's two halemus, because after all, he did find out in between that it was Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel is going to say, I don't care about that. It was only after a half a shiur. After a half a shiur, I don't care what he finds out. Only if he finds out after a complete shiur can we say it divides it from another one. In other words, again, if he had written two letters in the morning, which is a complete shear that makes him chayev. And then later on, he found out it was Shabbos. And then he forgot later in the day it was Shabbos again and wrote another two letters. There's no question he's bringing two chatars. Everybody would agree to that. Because it was in two halim.
When you say any yediyah l'chatzi shir, it means that it's not considered a yediyah.
Right. It means it's not considered a yediyah. Therefore, it does add up. Therefore, it means we have not finished that period of halim yet. Okay. It has to be the halim akh. It has to be the halim akh. In one halem, in order for him to be chayev, two letters. Rabbi Gamliel says it is considered behelam achas. The fact that he found out in between doesn't matter, because it was only after half a shiur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then we would say, so that's the first part of the braisa. And then, umor de Rabbi Gamliel, then we would say Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Akiva, the Zodin Shabbos v'shigris malachas, if it was two Shabbosim, where each time he wrote one letter, and each time he was mazed on Shabbos and shigig on the malachas, shu potter, that then he would be potter, meaning alma Shabbos is kigufin damyan. Why? Because each Shabbos is considered a separate guf, and therefore the two gufim can't combine together. So that says Rav Chista, so if we say that, then we understand what it means when we say Rabbi Gamliel is agreeing. Because it means he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva about the Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, but he agrees with him on the fact that each Shabbos, that a malacha on each Shabbos is considered like a separate goof. Ela e amet Rabbi Gamliel k'Rabbi Eliezer svirlei, but you, Rabbi, want to say that Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore you're going to say, so you have the first part of the Braisa where they're arguing about some other point, and then in the end of the Braisa they're agreeing. Well, then when he says, we're moider, that he agrees. Recall the pligi, but my. Okay, so when we say moider, implying there's an argument between them, but what exactly are they arguing about? E b'shigas Shabbos v'zodin malachas. Are you talking about he didn't know each time that it was Shabbos, but he knew that, he knew the malacha of writing his author? Well, then, and even if it was on the same Shabbos, then actually, then as a matter of fact, Rabbi Eliezer does agree with Rabbi Gamliel, that knowing after half a shiur doesn't count. The Tanya, because we learn in another Braisa, person writes two letters, one letter on each Shabbos, or even, so for example, he writes one letter on this Shabbos or one letter on that Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be Mechayev him. Now, obviously, because Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, and it has to be, we're talking about that he was shogeg on Shabbos. It has to be that he was shogeg on Shabbos, because if it was that he knew it was Shabbos and the shogeg was on the malachas, then there's no question they would count as different goofing. Everybody would agree, Rabbi Eliezer says they count as different goofing then, and then they wouldn't be separate, then they can't combine together for one chatzos. So obviously you can't say then that that's what Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Eliezer would be disagreeing on, because they'd agree on that. So again, if we say moida implies there's an argument, and then there has to be something that they, right, well, it can't be about that because they both agree on that.
Right.
The el of achasala orig, are you going to say that maybe Rabbi Eliezer and maybe you're going to say that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel are arguing about like this? Another case we have, another of malachas of Shabbos, is weaving. And you have, like a lot of the other malachas, you need two of it in order to be chayav. A person weaves, when a person is weaving, if he weaves two rows on a garment, on a piece of cloth, only then is he chayav. Not one. However, you have a machlokas about the case, suppose that there was already part of the cloth was woven, and he weaves one more row on it. So are you going to, and a parallel example to that would be where you have something already written, and then he writes one more letter. Now, by the way, we're not talking about if that last row or that last letter finishes the cloth or finishes the sefer. That's a different halacha, not the pasuk. We're talking about, let's say, you have a sefer that's supposed to have, you know, you have let's say we're talking about a sefer Torah. So, you're someplace in the middle of the Torah, and then you write one more letter on the Torah on Shabbos. So you already have Bereishis Bara Elokim written, and now on Shabbos you go and start writing the Aleph of S. Is that enough to be mechayev him? And the same thing with a cloth. If the cloth is already partially woven and he does one more row, are you going to say that that's what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel are arguing about? Okay. Again, chiyuvim mechayev. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer would be mechayev him in that case. Because in other words, maybe we would say that when Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Eliezer would be that even though I disagree with you about one more row in the weaving. And I'm going to say you're chayev, and you're going to say he's potter, but I'm agreeing to you in a different case that he's potter. But no, does Rabbi Eliezer also hold he's chayev? It's none. We learn in a Mishnah in Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ha'orig shloisha chutin b'tchila, when the person starts weaving the cloth, he weaves three rows, v'echad ala orig, or if you have it's already partially woven and he weaves one more row in it, chayev, then he's chayev, and the Chachamim disagree and say it's always two. The point being, because he says at the beginning it has to be three in order for it to be a chosh of a malacha. In general, you have a concept in Shabbos that one of the concepts with malachas of Shabbos is it has to be that it's a malacha that has some significance. So therefore, so at the beginning, Rabbi Eliezer says not really. At the beginning of a weaving, the just two by itself doesn't really have much significance. You need three. You need the original one, and then you need two more. And then Chum say that no. The point being, in other words, so obviously Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer cannot be arguing on that, because Rabbi Eliezer clearly says that he's Mechayev in that case. And if we're saying that the Braitha is implying that Rabbi Gamliel is Mechayev in that case also, then they're not arguing about anything. So therefore, says Rav Chisda, so obviously it can't be that Rabbi Gamliel, you can't be that basically Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Eliezer's position, and there's one particular case where they're arguing about involving any deal or hatishir or whatever, and another case where they're not, because so far everything we found, Rabbi Gamliel would agree with Rabbi Eliezer on. So therefore, he says, obviously, we have to follow our original assumption that Rabbi Gamliel basically agrees with Rabbi Akiva. The only argument between them is about Ein Yediyah L'Hatishir. Well, then that explains the Braisa very nicely. But that would require us to say like Rav Chisda's understanding of Rabbi Akiva's opinion, not like Rabbi's. Right. Okay. Amar Rava, Rava again. So Rava or Rava says no. Actually, I can answer Niklal de Polig B'Chada. I will find you actually a case where Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer involving one thing. So then we can have, you're asking me why is the Braita saying that Rabbi Gamliel is moida, implying he argues on some detail in Hilchos Shabbos and then he agrees on this particular case. And therefore you're saying that can only work if he basically agrees with Rabbi Akiva. I will find you a case where he disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer on something, not like the two examples that you brought. And therefore, we can say, so fine, I disagree with you on this, but I agree with you on this. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Well, 1 second, because then we can understand the Braisa that way. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer are disagreeing on the case where he wrote the two letters in two Halemis on one Shabbos, which reflects the machloikas of theirs also involving where he did two parts of a malacha on one Shabbos. And then, on the other hand, I agree with you when it was on separate Shabbos, but they don't combine. What's the case? Titania, we learn in a Braisa. Hoti chatsi gregeres. Suppose we know that for Hilchas Shabbos, we know they have the malacha of Haitzah, and with the malach, like most of the malachas, Haitzah has a minimum shear for a person to be chayev. The actual shear depends on what it is that's being carried out. The general rule is, it has to be that what you're carrying out is something that has some kind of use. So for each kind of different things, so you have a couple of chapters in the Sefer Shabbos that deal with all kinds of different details. For this item, the shear is this amount. For that item, the shear is that amount, etc., etc. When it comes to food, the amount that a person is chayav for carrying out on Shabbos is kigregeres, the size of a dried fig. If I remember correctly, you have machlokes rishonim. It's somewhere like around some. No, it's smaller. It's smaller than an egg.
No.
We didn't say gregeres. We were saying about kaseves. Kaseves is a dried date. Is a dried fig. Actually, no, it's not necessarily. So yeah, I have different opinions in rishonim exactly what it is. I think the consensus is somewhere around a third of an egg, if I remember correctly. Whatever it is, anyway, the point is, a person carries less than that on Shabbos. It's also for him to do. You're also to carry any amount, but he needs at least that amount to be chayav. So hoitzi chatzi gregeres. The Braisa says, suppose a person carried out a half a gregeres on Shabbos, because of a hoitzi chatzi gregeres, then he carried out another half a gregeres. The helam achas, if it was all in one helam, chayav, then he would be chayav. Achatos, the shtei helamis, but one second. The shtei helamis, but if it was in two separate helamis, potter, then he would be potter. Now that part obviously can't be like Ram Gamliel, because Ram Gamliel would say, and you deal a chatzishir. He would say the fact that you found out you weren't supposed to have done it after the first half kugeris doesn't matter. The second half kugeris is still considered in the same helam.
According to Rabbi Gamliel, is it a gia only for a full shir?
Exactly. That's the point.
So for chatzishir, you're potter.
No, you're potter as long as you only did half a shiur. But any deal like a tishiur means that the helam is still open. Okay, put it this way. Think of it like this. Once there's yedia, the original helam is closed. Now if there's a new forgetfulness, then it's a new helam, and therefore that can trigger a new curving. However, Rabbi Gamliel says, when there was only a half a shiur, the yedia does not close out the original helam. It's still considered the original helam is ongoing.
So when you say yediyah lechatzi shir, what does that
mean? It means that he found out after doing the half a shir that what he did was wrong.
And therefore?
Rabbi Gamliel says, I don't care about that. We still consider that it's considered that we still treat it as if he still didn't know that what he did was usur. Therefore, when he does the other half of the issur.
Is there any idea that Rabbi Gamliel says we consider that it's...
Rabbi Gamliel says, "Ein yedia lachatzi shir." Translate the words, "Ein yedia." There is no knowing lachatzi shir for a half a shir. Meaning, the fact that there was yedia, the fact that he found out after that, is not considered a yedia in halacha. It's still considered that he's still in a state of forgetfulness, that he's still in a state of hell.
Yes, that one. That
if he adds once he, therefore, when he adds the second half kogeres, in this case, for example, he's going to be chayav because now you have a complete shir. A half plus a half equals a whole, and it was all in one helam. And the helam is, and it's a whole helam.
It was all there.
Now, yeah, well, even though it was different parts of the day, exactly. That's Rav Gamliel. So if the Braisa is saying that he's potter, that can only be like Rav Eliezer. So you see, therefore, that you have something in this connection with two halves of an Easter where Rav Gamliel and Rav Eliezer are going to be disagreeing. Rav Yossi Omer Behelam Echad Birshus Echad Chayev. Rav Yossi says there's an additional detail. When you chayev, if it was Behelam Echad, the two halves, only if it was in one Rishus. Meaning, so let's say he has his house opens up to Rishus Rabim, let's say. So, or his chotzer opens, or whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is he carried out a half kugeris to Rishus Rabim. Then later on, still in the same helam, let's say he taka never found out that he did anything wrong yet, he carries out the other half kugeris. Then Rabbi Yossi says he's going to be chayim. The shtei rishuyis potter. But, says Rabbi Yossi, suppose that the first half kugeris, suppose that he has his house, opens up to two different Rishus Rabim. So he took half of Kugaris and carried out this door to this Rishus Rabim, and then he took the other half of Kugaris and carried out this door to the other Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Yossi would say, even though it was in one helam, he's possible.
Because it's two
Rishus. The point being, therefore, that Rabbi Gamliel Katanakama of Rabbi Yossi could have Yossi. So therefore, we can easily say that Rabbi Gamliel agrees with the Tanakama,
and Rabbi Eliezer is going to agree with Rabbi Yossi's version. So therefore, so again, the first Tana says that if it was in two Ha'alemas, he's Potter. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel would be saying. Rabbi Eliezer would say that he's okay, so one second. So when we said before, one second. So in other words, that the argument would be, in other words, Rabbi Gamliel would say, fine, Rabbi Eliezer, I agree with you that when it comes to, let's say, writing letters, that each Shabbat, the fact that it was on two different Shabbosim, each one is considered a goof of its own, and therefore they can't combine together. Therefore, I agree with you, he's Potter. But each Shabbos is a goof of its own. However, when it comes to different Rishuyas, I disagree with you that it should be considered different goofing. Rabbi Eliezer would hold it in. Therefore, he would hold like Rabbi Yossi, he's Potter. Rabbi Gamliel, meanwhile, would say, the fact is it was all in one Helem. I don't care that it was two Rishuyas. I care only about Helemus. Therefore, he's Chayev. So there you have a machloikus involving a half a malacha and then another half a malacha where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer are going to be arguing. And so then Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Eliezer, even though we argue about the case of Rishuyas, I do agree with you that each Shabbos is considered a goof of its own, and therefore a half on one Shabbos and a half on another Shabbos are not going to combine.
Why he's agreeing on Shabbos and disagreeing on Rishuyas?
Because he holds that Rishuyas is not enough to make a chiluk where Shabbos are. Whatever it is, because you could say, for example, that when it comes to the Shabbosim, you could say Yomim Shabbentayim, the days in between, create a chiluk, whereas with Rishuyas, you don't really have that. Whatever it is, the point is that Rabba explaining Rabba, as the case may be, whatever, is saying, you, Rav Chista, are having a problem with Rabba's explanation because how are you going to explain who Rabbi Gamliel basically holds like. I will say Rabbi Gamliel basically agrees with Rabbi Eliezer, therefore you can't use his opinion to prove anything about what Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva may well hold differently, that the different Shabbatim are not considered like different Gufim. Rabbi Eliezer holds they are, and Rabbi Gamliel agrees with him on that. He disagrees on the case of whether Rishuyas are considered separate Gufim.
So Rabba says,
so you can't use Rabbi Gamliel's position to prove anything about Rabbi Akiva's opinion, as you Rav Chista want to do.
Right.
Therefore, I can stick to my opinion of what Rabbi Akiva holds. Okay, Toshma, let's bring another proof. We had an Or Mishnah, Omer Lo Chayav Akolachas Vachas Mikav HaChomer. Again, we have the question in Or Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva asks, suppose a person did Me'ein of the same Malacha on many different Shabbosim, how many Chatois is he Chayav? And we said, according to Rashi, it means he did various Tuldas of the same Av, and according to the Rambam, it would mean that he did various variations of the same Av. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, the point is, the Mishnah had said, Omer Lechayev Akolachas Vachas, Rabbi Eliezer said he's going to be Chayev an individual Chatas for each one, Mikavachomer, based on a Kavachomer. He said, Oman Nidah Shein Bertesois Harbechola, Madach Nidah, where there's not many different ways to be over on the Isser, it's just Bia and that's it. And nevertheless, he's Chayev individually for each Bia, how much more so Shabbos, where you have many different types of Malachas. So let's look and see whether that part works better according to Rav Chista or according to Rabba. According to Rav Chista, it works out well. He says that Rabbi Akiva asked about Shigras Shabbos Vezodin Malachas. He didn't know that it was Shabbos when he did the Malacha. He knew each time that these Malachas are Osir. And the question is, therefore, how many Chatois is he bringing? And the question was, the fact that he didn't know each time it was Shabbos, the Yomim Shabbentayim Mi having Yadir L'Chalik Eloi. So he's asking Rabbi Eliezer, the fact that there are days in between those Shabbosim, does that make that it's like a Yadir, and therefore each one is considered a separate Helem or not? So if that's the question, good, Heiner de Ka'amalei, then now we understand Rabbi Eliezer's answer, that he says, Uman Nida, that he's bringing a proof from Nida, because as the Gemara is going to point out soon, with Nida you also have Yomim Shabbentayim. So the fact is, there's a period when a woman is a Nida, then she goes to the mikveh, and later on, at some later date, she becomes Nida again. In fact, actually, we learned the other day in the Gemara, we said that we made a distinction whether you have different Isurim that could have all been done at one time. For example, we talked about, for example, shechting animals, shechting korbanos outside the Azara, where in principle you could shecht them all at once, versus, for example, we said different bias, where necessarily each bias takes place at a different time. Nida is somewhat like that, because the time when she's Nida now can't possibly be the same time as when she's Nida later, same as the Shabbos. So if you understand the Rabbi Akiva's question that the way Rav Chisda does, then the Mishnah works out very nicely. So he's asking about Shabbos, where there's days in between, and he answers him from Nida, where there's also days in between. Yeah. El
Rabbah. Well, he says that
Nayidiyah was only a coincidence of Gamliel. Forget about that right now. Rabbi Yezer, we said the Pashtus would hold that there is Yediyah, that there is Yediyah for Hatishir. Therefore, if it was on Tuesday. Rav Chisda is explaining Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yezer.
Right.
So Rav Chisda would say that the main question that Rabbi Akiva had, or the first question that Rabbi Akiva had of Rabbi Yezer is, do the different Shabbatim count as different Halemus? And the answer came back yes. And therefore, and he says, on the basis of Nida, we all have to have days in between, which therefore can be considered different halemas. According to Rabbah, who says that the case was, he was asking about if he knows it's osur to break Shabbos, but he doesn't know that these particular malachas are osur. And that's what he's asking. The Shabbos is iki gufin damian be'iloi. So he's asking him whether each Shabbos counts as a separate guf or like this, where he didn't know the malachas are osur. So therefore, it's not an issue of knowing whether it was Shabbos or not. He knew all along which days are Shabbos and which aren't. The question is only whether different malachas on different Shabbosim count like different gufim, like having relations with different people, for example. Well, be'iloi, or if not, in that case, why is Rabbi Eliezer answering him from the case of one nida listening nidos? He should answer him using a case of also different goofing, where he had relations with different nidos, the halamechad. The fact that he doesn't seems to imply that he's not asking about the case of goofing machlokin, which works according to Rav Chisda, doesn't work according to Rabbah. The answer is Amalach Rabbah, Tony Nidus. Okay, Rabbah will say very simple. Yes, the Mishnah should actually say Nidus in the plural, not Nidus in the singular. He's talking about Nidus, right?
Not Nidus.
Okay, so the Gemara points out, Shmuel Tony Nidus. Shmuel, when he learned the Mishnah, his version of it in fact explicitly said Nidus, which means that he agrees with Chisda's understanding of Rabbah Akiva, not Rabbah's understanding. Rav Ada ba'Ava Toni Nida. Similarly, Rav Ada ba'Ava also taught Nida. On the other hand, Rav Nathan ba'Oishi Amar Toni Nida. Rav Nathan ba'Oishi's version of the Mishnah had the word Nidos like Rabbah would have to say. Okay, so we have a machlokas amiroyim. What the proper wording of the Mishnah is? Okay. Now the question becomes like this: Ula Rav Chisda. Now let's ask a question on Rav Chisda. Do Amar Shilas Shabbos v'Zodin Malachos u'Deboy Minei? Again, Rav Chisda is saying that the question was where he was shogeg on Shabbos and mazed on malachas, and the question was, so each time he didn't know that it was Shabbos when he did these malachas, but he knew the malachas themselves are also. And the question was, the yomim shebein tayim mi havin yidiyah l'chalek ve'iloi. That the question was, whether the days in between count as a yidiyah or not. Does it therefore make that each Shabbos is considered a separate halem or a separate group between, right? So according to Rav Chisda, the question is, Nida Mai Yom Rosh HaBentayin having Yediyah L'Chalek Ispa. So when it comes to a Nida, how, in what way are the days in between, in what way can they be considered a Yediyah L'Chalek? It's true, of course, that there are different times when she's Nida. But how is he supposed to know? It's one thing, especially according to Rashi's understanding, that inevitably he's going to have found out from one Shabbat, or at least we can expect normally, that from one Shabbat to the next, he's going to found out, hey, that day I did Malacha was actually Shabbat. In the case of a nidah, you're not necessarily going to know.
How could you not know? It's your wife.
First of all, it's not necessarily. It could be another woman.
But then we're not talking about that.
Who says he's talking about his own wife? But whatever. It could happen that he didn't know. But the answer is, Amar Rava, Tugon Shabbat Allah. The case is that he had relations with her, the Tavla, and then she toiveled. So now she's no longer nidah. The Rasa, then she had another flow of blood. The Chazer of Allah, then he had relations with her again. The Tavla, the Chazer of Allah, and then he had relations with her again. Therefore, the Tzrilis having to Yom Shemin time. The fact that she toiveled in between. In other words, the point is the Gemara had assumed in the question, it's not even necessarily a question, the Gemara had assumed in the question that if let's say he has relations with her on different days of her Nidah cycle, then we're saying it would be considered Yom Shemin time. But how is it? She's Tomei the whole time. And the answer is we're talking about it's not within the same cycle. We're actually talking about, like Shabbos, we're talking about separate cycles. There was a Tzvila in between each time. So therefore, yes, that counts as Yediyah L'Chalek.
So one cycle, it was half?
What? No, by Nidah, there's no such thing as half.
one cycle he didn't know.
Right? No, so each cycle was saying he didn't know. But the point is that each time there was a tefillah in between, so it finishes one cycle, and now later on a new cycle starts. So it's exactly similar to Shabbos, therefore, that you have Shabbos ends, and you have 6 weekdays, and then you have another Shabbos. Again, the Gemara had been assuming that we're talking about, let's say, it all took place during her 7 days of Nida, that he had relations with her multiple times. But that's we're saying no. We're saying it happened one month in her Nida, in her days of Nida, and then in the next month in her days of Nida. And every time she traveled in between. Right? Okay.
So then it's comparable to Shabbos.
So that's comparable to Shabbos, and that's what Rav Chista would say, that's the comparison between Shabbos and Nida.
And then he would say that...
So again, he would say that the question was whether the days in between are mechalik, whether they make it considered separate ha'alemus, and Rabbi Eliezer tells him, both by Shabbos and by Nida, yes. Okay.
Why do we have to ask the question?
Well, we have to ask the question because we need to know. Because we didn't know, according to Rav Chista, what we're dealing with. Again, according to Rabbah, that he knew for a fact, Yom Shemitayim, having you deal a chalik, then we would say, obviously, that's the case. But according to Rav Chista, that he had to ask about it. Okay. Fine. Okay, Toshma. We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer says in the course of the discussion with Rabbi Akiva, where again, Rabbi Akiva had said, how do you compare Nida to Shabbos? Nida, the Isser is bidirectional because he has an Isser not to have relations with her, and she has an Isser not to have relations with him, whereas with Shabbos, it's not like that. So Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah, Habal Aktanois Yechiach, we can prove from the case where he had relations with Ktanois, plural, where they don't have a mitzvah. So again, b'shleima l'rabba. So now that part works good according to Rabba. Hayinu d'katani k'tan nois. Therefore, it mentions k'tan nois in the plural because we're talking about that. We're talking about again an issue of gufin mukhlokin, whether the shabbosis count as gufin, whether the shabbosis and the different shabbosis and the different malachas count as gufin mukhlokin. So therefore, it's appropriate to answer using k'tan nois in the plural. He had relations with several k'tanos, so we're all nida. And Rebbe Eliezer is drawing the analogy. El Rav Chista, my k'tanos, but according to Rav Chista, that's not a question of gufin mukhlokin. Why is it saying k'tan nois in the plural? Okay, the answer is k'tanos d'alma. Okay, it means in general, in the general sense, k'tanos. Various people who have relations with k'tanos, each time, each one of them is going to be chayav achatas for each bia individually. Even though the individual k'tana that he had relations with is not chayav an achatas. Right. So in other words, the point is that k'tanos doesn't necessarily mean one person with many k'tanos. It means in general, many people with many k'tanos. We're just talking collectively that in the world we have people have relations and. Okay, so that's that. So we have so we're left with those are the various understandings of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer's positions. We have Rabbah's understanding, we have Rabbi Chista's understanding, and we have Abaye's understanding. Okay.
And we have the halacha.
And the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva at any rate. The halacha is like the Sam Mishnah in Shabbos, that if he didn't know it was Shabbos, then and he does malachas on each Shabbos, he brings one chatas for each Shabbos. And if he knew that it was Shabbos each time, but he didn't know the malachas on Osir, then he's bringing the number of chatas equal to the number of malachas, but not the number of malachas times the number of Shabbos. Chatishir, then he's not chayav. But if it's chatishir and then yediyah and then another chatishir, the halacha is like the chachamim, which we said is either Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Akiva, who would say he's potter.
Rabbi Eliezer would say
either Rabbi Eliezer would say
by the
number of malachas, right. But Rabbi Akiva would disagree with that. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Kimmer points out masnisin deloika hadein tana. Our Mishnah, which presents the discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer like that it started with asking about Malacha, about Me'ein Malacha on different Shabbosim, and continued with Nida, that does not go like the following Tana. The Tanya, we learn in Brisa, the Omer of Shimon Elazar, Loi Kach Shole Rabbi Akiva L'Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Eliezer, actually. Rabbi Akiva did not ask Rabbi Eliezer the way it says in our Mishnah. Rather, Ela Kach Shole, rather the question he asked him was, Habal Ishtei Nida, B'chozer Habal Ishtei Nida, he had relations with his wife when she was in Nida, and then later on he again had relations with his wife, the same woman, when she was in Nida, the Helam Achas, and it was all in one Helam, Mahu, what would be the din? Chayev Achas Akulam, or Chayev Akul Achas Achas? Is he Chayev individually for each Bia, or is he Chayev one collectively for all of them? and Omole, and Rabbi Shimon Elazar continues, that Rabbi Eliezer answers, Chayav HaKalachas Bachas, Mikavachomer. According to him, the Kavachomer went the other way around. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva asks about Shabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer makes a Kavachomer from Nidah. In Rabbi Shimon Elazar's version, it's the other way around. He asks about Nidah, and Rabbi Eliezer makes a Kavachomer from Shabbos. So he says, Uma Shabbos She'en Ba'el Azhora Achas, Madach by Shabbos, where the Azhora is only in one direction. So who Muzer ala Shabbos by Shabbos animals Heres Olav? He has an Easter not to break Shabbos. Shabbos does not have an Easter to not be broken by him. Yet Chayav Rakalachas Achas, yet he's Chayav individually for each Malacha. How much more so? Nida Sheyesh Bashte Azhoras by Nida, where the Easter is bidirectional. So who Muzer ala Nida? But Nida was Heres Olav. Einadin Shu Chayav Rakalachas Achas. How much more so? Was the other way around, that in the Mishnah, the Kavachomer in the Mishnah was that he was in the Kavachomer in the Mishnah was that he was saying that by that that by Nida, he said no. In the Mishnah he said that Nida you only have one way of being over the Issur, Bia, as opposed to Shabbos you have 39 ways of being over the Issur, and plus you have the Zodin Shabbos and Shigrath Malachas and so forth, which you don't have that by Nida. And Rabbi Akiva answers by pointing, Rabbi Akiva slugs that up by pointing out the distinction that by Nida it's bidirectional and Shabbos is unidirectional. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar's version, it's the other way around. Rabbi Eliezer himself uses the Kavachomer the other way around, from Shabbos to Nida. He asks about Nida and he answers based on Shabbos and uses that as a Kavachomer for Nida and uses the argument that Rabbi Akiva uses in the Mishnah that Nida is bidirectional and Shabbos is unidirectional.
So
Madach by Shabbos is higher for each one, how much more so by Nida? And then Omrloi, so Rabbi Akiva answers to him, Loi, no. And again, here you have, he uses the argument which in the Mishnah is attributed to Rabbi Eliezer. How can you compare? Shabbos, you have many different ways of resulting in a chatos, because you have many different malachas, and can result in many chatos. How do you compare it to Nida, where you don't have many different ways of being over, and you don't have many different ways of coming to a chiyuv chatos? So Rabbi Eliezer answers to him, prove it from the case of, we can prove it from the case of Akhtana. She's a Nidya. There's not a lot of different ways of being over there, so there's only one way. And yet he's Chayiv individually for each one. And Rabbi Akiva answers him, no, because if he has relations with many different Ktanos, now unlike we said before, according to Rav Chista's understanding, Ktanos doesn't mean that he had relations with many Ktanos, so it meant one, and then, according to Rav Shimon Elazar's version, it clearly means many, because the question is Gufen Mechlokin. And he says the difference is Ktanos, you have Gufen Mechlokin, as opposed to, I'm asking about the case where it was all one woman who was Nidah. So he says, okay, prove it from the case of a man having relation with an animal. It's all one animal. Yet, Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayav for each bia individually. And Rabbi Akiva answers him, actually, the same question that I have about nida, the same question I would have about a behemoth. Is he chayav individually for each one or not? So again, we said...
We could say both ways.
Right. It could be... In this it would have to mean, Rashi says, me boya le kenida. It would have to mean that he's asking about it because he's asking about it. Before we had in the version in our Mishnah, we had two different ways of understanding it. Is Rabbi Akiva agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer? You're right, once you brought up Behema, then I have to agree that it's the same as Shabbos. Or is he saying, no, I still disagree on Shabbos, and as a matter of fact, I disagree on Behema also. Here, Rashi just says he has the same question by Behema as by Nida. Okay. Hadron Allah Omrullah.
So he's not disagreeing here?
So according to this, he would be disagreeing in the end about Nida. He would be saying he's only chayev one.
Right.
Yeah. And then Rabbi Eliezer would be saying that he's chayev individually for each one. All right. Now we're going to start talking. This parak is going to be talking about the dinim of Oshem Tolui. We mentioned briefly in the previous parak that we're going to talk more about the dinim of Oshem Tolui towards the end of the Masechta also, but We know we talked about briefly in the previous parak that if a person has a suffix, whether he did that, if a person knows for a fact that he did something that makes him high of karis b'mezid, okay, if it was b'shogig, he brings a chafas. He knows for sure he broke Shabbos, b'shogig, whether it was shogig on malachas or on Shabbos, as the case may be. He knows for a fact he ate chela, b'shogig, et cetera, et cetera. So now you have the case where he's not sure if he broke Shabbos or ate chela or what have you. So the pasuk tells us he has to bring an oshin toloi. The idea of it is that the toloi means suspended. So the point is, for having done, if he actually did the Saveira, then he ought to be punished minashamayim for it, as the Gemara says in Yoma, that if a person is over on something that involves koris, or if a person is over on something that involves koris, then tshuva and Yom HaKippurim are tolin, and yisurim finishes off his kapara, so he should be getting yisurim. So instead, he brings the Oshem Tolu to suspend that punishment. If he ever finds out that he actually did the yisur, then he's bringing the chatas as well. So our parents, he'd bring two in that case. By the way, there's the idea. I think the Gemara itself talks about it, but if not, it's definitely the Mefarshim.
Why don't you say you bring Oshem Tolu with the condition that if he finds out, the Oshem Tolu is also a yisur?
No, because it's not. A chatas and an Oshem are two different kinds of animals. A regular person's chatas is a female sheep or goat under a year old. A king's, okay, is a male goat under a year old, whatever. An Oshem, meanwhile, is a ram, an adult male sheep, in its second year.
A
chatas is a female sheep or a female goat under a year old. An oshem is a male sheep over 13 months old. In particular, an oshem actually costs a lot more than a chatas. The Gemara talked about elsewhere that an oshem can cost like 96 times what a chatas could cost.
Wow.
One idea is, I think the Gemara itself says, but if not, then Mefarshim definitely say, is the idea is when a person knows he did an avera, he feels bad about it. So therefore, he doesn't, in a certain sense, if he doesn't need such an expensive kapara. But when a person is not sure, then he's going to start rationalizing, it wasn't really so bad, maybe I didn't even do it. So therefore, the Torah imposes a very, very expensive karmen on him. Okay. So let's talk about the details of how a person ends up becoming chayev in an oshem toloi. Sofik ocho chaylev, sofik le'ocho. Suppose a person has a sofik whether he ate chaylev. We're going to see in the Gemara, the first thing, that are we talking about there was one piece of fat in front of him, which might be chalev and might be shuman, and he ate it, and we're not sure what it was, or is it that there were two pieces in front of him, one chalev and one shuman, and he ate one of them, and we're not sure which one he ate? That's going to be a machlokus in the Gemara. But anyway, so we have a suffix whether he ate chalev or not, v'afilu ochal, or even if he knows that he ate it, suffix yeshbe kashir v'suffix.
One suffix is whether he ate.
1 second. So one case is where it was a suffix whether what he ate was chalev or not. Number two is he knows he ate it, but suffix yesh bekashir, the suffix envoy, where he doesn't know whether it had a shear, kazayas. Rashi and Tosfos, by the way, both stress over here, we're not talking about, when it says suffix ocho chalev, it doesn't mean that he knew at the time there was a suffix whether it's chalev or shuman. In that case, Rashi says you would call him amazing. He's not going to bring a korban for amazing. Tosfos says a little bit differently. He wouldn't be called shav midiyase. It has to be. To bring a chatas, it has to be. There was something he didn't know at the time, which now he found out. Like this, he knew the whole time. So therefore, they say, what Rashi and Tosfos both say, what it means is, when he ate it, he thought it was shuman. He thought it was kosher afan. Later on, he discovered that there was actually a suffix whether it was chalev or shuman.
That's what we're saying.
The difference is, in other words, you could have where he knows that this particular piece is suffix chalev or suffix shuman, and he says, I don't care about the suffix, I'm eating it anyway. Then he does not bring the korban. When did he bring the korban? He thought that what he's eating is shuman. Later on, he found out that there was actually a suffix on it.
And before you said he knew
he knew that there was a suffix on it, versus he didn't know there was a suffix, and later on he found out there was a suffix. Very simple. Okay. So anyway, so the first two cases, again, it's a suffix whether he ate it or not. Number two, we know he ate it, but it's a suffix whether it was a kazayis or not. Or shuman v'chelev l'fonav, let's say, or we're going to see in the Gemara whether this is or whether it's a continuation of the first case, whatever. If there was a piece of shuman and a piece of chelev in front of him, v'ochel echad mehen, he ate one of the pieces, thinking again, thinking that what he ate was shuman. But now, later on, he doesn't know which one he ate. Or, for example, Ishtev Achoyse Ima Babayis, Suppose he has his wife and a sister with him in the house. He accidentally had relations with one of them, thinking it was his wife, and now he doesn't know. And now later on, he doesn't know which one he had relations with. Okay, it could happen. It could happen. He didn't know. It was dark. Whatever. They were asleep. I don't know. Shabbos for Yom Chol. Another case could be, let's say, he did something on, there was a Shabbos and there was a weekday. He did malacha on one of those days. So he doesn't know afterwards which one he did. Again, Rashi and Tosfos are saying, by the way, there are Rishonim who disagree with that, but Rashi and Tosfos both hold that we're not talking about, again, that he knew, for example, that right now I'm doing the malacha and maybe it's Shabbos. He genuinely thought that it was Friday. Later on, he finds out maybe it was Friday, maybe it was Shabbos. Okay. So in all those cases, maybe Oshem Toloi. In all those cases, you would have to bring an Oshem Toloi. And here are some general rules. Just like, as we know from earlier in the Masechta, that from the previous parak, that if he were to eat two pieces of chaylev in one halem, he would only be chayev one chatas because it was all in one halem, and it was all one type of iser. The same way, if there was this loy hoda where he didn't know whether he ate them or not, or whether there was kashir or not, then it would bring one oshem toli.
If let's say, well, that's the case we saw before, he has one Shabbos. He doesn't know that it's Shabbos. Then he has a Yediya, and then he knows.
Yediya is Mechalek. That's what we're going to say next. The Im Hoisi Yediya Bentayim, if in between eating the two pieces of Chalev, or the two Shabbosim, or whatever, there was a Yediya, Keshem Shul maybe Chatas or Kalachas Achas, just like if he was Vada, he would be bringing a Chatas for each one, Kach maybe Oshem Toli or Kalachas Achas, the same way, individual, the same way, for each topic, he's bringing an Oshem Toli for each one.
He ate two things of chaylev.
In one halem. So let's say. So he didn't know that chaylev was osur, and he ate one piece and then he ate another piece, one chatas. So if, in a similar vein, he had, let's say, four pieces in front of him, two shum and two chaylev, he ate two of the pieces, and later on he's not sure whether the ones he ate were the two chaylev or the two shum, and later on he finds out, then he's winning two washim tolos. If it was all in one halem, then he's bringing one Ashen Toli. If it was in two halemes, he ate one piece out of the four.
And then
he realized that there was chaylev over here. Then he forgot again and ate another piece. And then he's bringing two Ashen Toli.
He's not being chas because he's not sure.
Because he's not sure, exactly. Right. Kishem sha'ocho chaylev.
Chatas, he would bring what?
He would bring however many chatas. Is how many Ashen Toli. He's bringing if he has to bring one chatas and one on right. And the same way as we said in the previous parak, that if he ate chaylev and blood and pigul and noiser all in one halem, then he's bringing a separate chatas for each one. Because even though it was one halem, it's four different names of iser. It's not really good for machlokin. It's famous machlokin. Well, so then we said it depends. If he doesn't know it's Shabbos, then he's bringing one chatas. As long as it was in one helam, then he's bringing one chatas for all the malachas he did that Shabbos. If he knows it's Shabbos, if it was shigras malachas, that's what we were discussing just now.
Oh,
what we said, the halacha is that he brings one chatas for each malacha.
Because
he doesn't know that each malacha is also right. Okay, so it's the same thing. The same way, if a person had a bunch of pieces of meat in front of him, and he which included chaylev and dam and pigul and noiser, and also pieces of heter, and he ate four pieces out of them, and he's not knowing, and he's not sure whether what he ate was the iser or not. Same way, if he doesn't know what he ate and what he didn't eat, then he's bringing one oshem toli for each one of them. And also, by the way, we have, for example, in the previous credit, we had the example where he has relations with one woman, and he's chayev six or seven or eight chatois because she's related to him in multiple ways. By the same token, if you had that woman and a woman who's mutter to him are in the house, and he had relations with one of them, and he's not sure later on which one, then he would be bringing six or seven or eight oshem tolis. Same idea. Okay. Let's break for Myers, and we'll continue tomorrow, Bas Hashem.
That's just a mistake, though.
What?